Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
One of the more unsettling experiences in the life of a believer can be to become the target of slander and of lies, to be maligned, to be unjustly accused of things that we did not say or of things that we did not do, or even to be accused of impure motives for what we have said or done. And what can be even more unsettling is that these accusations reflect upon our Lord and Savior, since we belong to Him. And sometimes, no matter what we say, no matter what we do, the tension just seems to rise as those malicious words that have been spoken against us spread like wildfire. And no matter what we do, some people still believe that those things that have been said about us are true. And from our own experience, some of us know that this is the way that it is sometimes. And as we come to Psalm 120, the psalmist found himself in the midst of a situation like that. And here in this psalm, he gives us the path that we are to follow when we are confronted with those lies. We need to bring that situation to the Lord in prayer. We need to place it in His hands and to leave it there. For only there, in His hands, will we once again experience His peace. Only there will our lives be brought back into balance, even as the stress and the strain and the tension of the attacks of the enemy of our soul swirl all around us. So in verse 1 of Psalm 120, the psalmist says, "In my trouble and in my distress, when there did not seem to be any solution, any resolution to my affliction, when those around me, those who even called me their friend, lashed out against me, even behind my back, with words that were sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting me right down to the bone. And I was helpless to stop their lies, because they were like a swarm of flies spreading their lies everywhere. When this happened to me, I didn't post a message on social media. I did not send out an email to my distribution list or a text to everyone that I know, but instead, the psalmist tells us, I cried out to the Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth. Because in the end, only He can deal with those who have no honor. Only He can deal with those who have no integrity or shame, with those who have no truth within them. And though this was not a situation of my choosing, it has done one good thing in my life. It's driven me closer to the Lord. For he alone is my rock and my strength. And so in my weakness and in my helplessness, he has answered me. Our God hears our cries. He hears our prayers. He hears the prayers of his children. So I cried out to him and I said, by your might and by your strength, by your mercy towards me, rescue me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, Natsal. Snatch me away from the grip of the enemy, from their lying lips, Seker in Hebrew, from their deceptive words, from their gossip, and from their deceitful and treacherous tongues, which are stained with the blood of the innocent, even as they flatter with their words. But inside, their intentions are only for evil. So in verse 3, the psalmist asks, what is the appropriate outcome for men and women like that, since they fight with the weapons of darkness, with the weapons of the enemy? What shall be given to them? What more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? What punishment fits your crime? The answer to the question comes in verse 4, where it says, the answer will be swift, and it will be sure, and it will be deadly, like the sharp arrows of a warrior piercing the heart of those wicked men and women. The punishment will be like the burning coals of the juniper tree, which retain their heat and their intensity for a long period of time. And so in the same way, those who reject Christ, those who persecute those who belong to him, will feel the intensity of the heat, of the pain, of the judgment of God. But for now, the psalmist cries out in verse 5, woe is me, because I find myself among these wicked men. I sojourn as a stranger, even in my own land, even in my own house, among men who are like the fierce nomadic tribes of Meshech, which was north of the nation of Israel, in the hill country near the Black Sea. I dwell among men who are like those who dwell in the tents of Kedar, which was south of the nation of Israel, in the Arabian desert, wicked men, blasphemous men. But north or south, east or west, unbelievers are still unbelievers. And the fact is that they all belong to the enemy of our soul. So we too say, woe is me, because we dwell among unbelievers who blaspheme the name of our Lord every day by their words and by their lives. Those who attack us on the job, those who attack us even within our own household, men and women with unclean lips who ridicule us and who persecute us. And sometimes we can grow weary of the place where we sojourn as we experience the shameful slander of unbelievers, and sometimes even of those who claim to be believers. And sometimes we struggle. We're influenced by their wicked ways. We struggle with our flesh. We struggle with our weakness. We struggle with those around us. And so we long to fly away to the glory of heaven. This world is not our home, but it is the place where we are to shine for our Lord. In Meshach and in Kedar, we suffer for the sake of Christ. We suffer for the sake of his name in order to reach those who are lost in their sin, to testify of the salvation that is offered to all of us who will believe. And so we're under obligation to reach the lost, since we have been rescued from Meshach. We've been rescued from Kedar ourselves. But in verse 6 and in verse 7, the psalmist points out that too long has my soul been dwelling with those who hate peace, who hate Christ, who hate the Prince of Peace. How long, Lord, must this go on? I am for peace, he says. But when I speak to them, they are for war, and they attack me from every side, in every way, every day. And so it is today with us. We who know the Lord live with that tension. Even as we come to bring the message of peace with God through the blood of the cross of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.